W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KE8YGV monitoring.
Special weather statement. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 20 degrees.
NAWRO. KEYNU from NAWRO. Negative copy, NAWRO clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KE8YGV monitoring.
Special weather statement.
WA4MLV, anybody around for a very quick audio report? Over.
This is KE8YGV, and you're coming in loud and clear. I'm on an HT, so I hope you receive me.
Yeah, good morning. Name is Ray, WA4MLV, and I belong to the Macomb ARPSC group here, but not able to get on very often, so I'm glad to make your acquaintance. I'm down here in South Warren. Got a gizmo from what are they called? This is the place that we get internet ads all the time. Little gizmo that's like a desktop microphone, and it has a built-in equalizer and some other goodies on it. And I'm trying to use that on my Yaesu 857 here and, as my desk radio, so I don't tie up my main HF rig all the time. So if you hear me and I hear you, which appears to be the case and doesn't sound distorted or anything, I guess I'm good to go. WA4MLD, over.
Yeah, I think you hit the success button there. You got a good little piece of equipment, and it sounds terrific. And if it makes your life a little easier, that's terrific. I'm down in Davison, and our receivers must be connected and networked together. So it was great talking with you, and you helped me out too, because I didn't know if my little HT would work down in the basement of my home, and I guess it does. So I'm making it out of the basement about 6 miles from the repeater. This is KE8 from YGV.
K8YGV, WA4MLV. Yeah, sounds perfectly clear here. You could be next door. I could not tell the difference. I do get the, when I let up on my push to talk, I hear the digital tail with the last word or two of what you said, because we're obviously on the internet connection between the two. You've got the central area thing hooked up here. We can all hear each other, so I guess when the chips are down, that could be a really helpful thing. I lived in Florida for quite a while, and down there they had the the State Highway Department had towers all through the length of the state, which is considerable, of course, must be about, 300 miles, something like that. And they went to a new system, so they turned the old UHF system over to the AMS, and we now have, in Florida, we have all the way from I think, Cedar Key down in the Keys, all the way up to the northern border of the state, up near the north border there, we have a connection that's on all the time, and if you key up one repeater, you're hearing all of them. And I was in Fort Pierce in the middle of the state, put my little battery-operated handheld in the window, get on the local repeater, and I could be heard throughout the state, which is really, really helpful for, like, hurricane reports and stuff like that, where we have to get info out to help centers and the hurricane center in Miami and all that stuff. So, really great. Okay, have a great day, and maybe we'll catch you again. WA4MLD, and try to be on the air once in a while. Over.
It was great talking with you, and you have a terrific day. Thank you very much for the conversation. 73, this is KTEYTV. Over. WA4 station. You are a little bit hot and a little bit overdriven. It's wobbly just a little bit, so if you can bring the gain down a little bit, I would advise you to clear your audio up just a little bit. Just wanted to add that in there. KFHDLX.
Okay, I'm going to do that right now as I talk here. This has controls for compression, output, equalization, everything. I'm just going in the dark here. Let me tweak this down just a tad and see if that helps. Over.
If you were doing it during that transition, there really wasn't much of a difference. Mind you, I can hear you on, like, four different repeaters, and they all kind of sound a little bit different, but all in all, it, like I said, was a little bit overdriven. So, even on the radio, if you just want to bring the gain down just a tad bit, you could probably clear it up a little bit.
Okay, well, I got the radio set for the hand mic that I sometimes use with it, so I don't want to mess with that. So I'm going to tweak this down just a little bit more. And if I'm getting through just fine under tough conditions, that would be okay too. I do have the highs brought up just a little bit, maybe about 5 decibels or so, because usually sometimes if you're in a mobile, it's noisy. That helps, but is that any noticeable difference, over?
Yes, sir. That was much better. Much, much better. I mean, before it was to a point where I couldn't understand the last part of your call sign. If you get it. It was just too muffled. But, yeah, that last transmission was quite well. So with that, I will say 73, and have yourself a good rest of your day there. All in all, sounds great. Definitely pull quiet and into the repeater. KFHDLX, I'm going to go back on the side, listen in here.
Okay, great. Well, I'm on a little attic antenna, just out of the weather there. In case things hit the fan, I should be able to stay on the air. Have a great day. And we got some snow coming down here. Maybe it's coming your way. Not a whole lot, but sorry to be reminded about that stuff happening. Oh, well. Time to get out my little tractor again, I guess. WA4, Mike Lima Delta. Mom loves Dad, and have a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's still coming down here in Genesee County, too. We got dumped on pretty good this morning. I'm going to say probably 3 inches, maybe 4. It was a good dumping. But it seems to be slowing down a little bit. The road seems to be clearing up a little bit. So
Hopefully it's on the KOM there. All right, 73. Heads up for a good rest of your day. KFA PLS, and I'm clear.
Special weather statement. W8CMN, repeater Flint. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 23 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 23 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 24 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KE8YGZ, monitoring.
KD8ABA, mobile.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KE8YGZ. I didn't get your call sign, but this is Russ.
Hi, Russ, I think it was. This is Aaron, Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha. Again, the name's Aaron. Driving around, thought I'd say hi and see who's out there.
Well, how are the roads?
I would give them a solid 5 out of 10. The main roads are drivable, but you definitely want to make sure that you're going slow and following normal winter driving precautions. Things are slick. You probably shouldn't cross traffic quickly. Make sure you give yourself plenty of stopping space, all that kind of stuff. So there's a little bit of, in the parking lot here at White Pine, a little bit of try to guess where the lanes are, but again, I guess this is, I wouldn't call it great driving, but I would call it normal Michigan winter driving.
Well, you be careful driving out there. I have decided not to leave home today because of the snow, and since I'm retired, and been so for a bit here that I can make those decisions. But I did clean the driveway off once already.
Yeah, good for you. I haven't done that quite yet. I was using the excuse that it's still snowing, so I was just going to wait. But I probably should get out there. I had a couple appointments today. I had to take the dog in to the vet just for a checkup and had a tax appointment. And so I decided to try to work from home. I do cybersecurity, so it's a little bit of flexibility there, being able to take some meetings from home and go into the office for others. So it's kind of a blessing in disguise. I hope to be like you and be retired someday to make those wonderful decisions like I choose to stay home today. But lucky for me, I've got the next best thing, which is flexibility and understanding coworkers.
Well, it sounds like you have a great job to be able to have that flexibility. I did the last year and a half that I worked before I retired. I did some of the work from home remotely, but that was not typical. The majority of my career, I was out in the office or job site trailer somewhere, and frequently in airports and going out to different projects around the country. So it's that's a blessing that you get to do that. That's really enjoyable. And don't rush retirement, because there's some days where I'm just scrambling for things to do to keep busy. But I finally got a few of them going. I'm getting ramped up for spring, and I'm drawing a few working sketches to build a chase lounge at a
You might have timed out there, but I did hear you saying about the chase lounge. Go ahead if you had more to add to that.
Yeah, I did get timed out. I wasn't used to that. But yes, I got some plans going for a chase lounge, and I'm compiling a list for some home repairs for the spring, outside stuff, so I'm trying to get things together. And that makes it a little bit more pleasurable to keep busy.
Yeah, Stan, and you know, I've heard a lot of people say they're looking forward to retirement so they don't have to work all the time. And frankly, I think the only thing that's worse than being really busy is being really bored. When you're that bored, it's miserable. You've got a bunch of stuff to do. At least you can do one or two things and get it checked off the list. I'm kind of working through some of that right now, and haven't been, part of the reason I got my radios back out is haven't been on the air for probably 20 years or so. I was busy raising a family and building a career and doing all those things, and kids are older now, teenagers, and the wife decided to go pursue other things, so I'm no longer married, and so I'm trying to fill the time with different hobbies, and instead of getting a new hobby, I thought, what about dusting off an old one? So, got some of the radios out and decided, not the best radio, but I'll put an HD in the car, so at least that way it's something. Waiting for a little bit better weather to get up on the roof, and I got a 10-foot wire antenna that I'm going to hang up once I feel like it's safe enough to go on the roof. But not really sure when that's going to be. Go ahead, this is KDA88.
Well, it looks like Punxsutawney Phil has seen his shadow, so at least six more weeks of winter. So I'm suspecting it's going to be mid-March or into April before you're climbing on that roof safely. I'm with you. I'm trying to do some things. I did not get my license until a couple years ago, and then had a few medical things and some other issues come up, so I haven't been on the air a lot, but I have set up a ham shack, and I'm working through that also, and when spring comes, I'll be doing the exterior antennas. Right now, even though I have some other gear, I'm sitting in my basement. I have a little shop area down here, and I've got an HD, so I'm amazed that it's getting through the walls and the structure, but I'm pretty happy with that. This is KE8YGV.
KE8YGV, this is KE8YGV. Yeah, no, I'm constantly amazed at that, but then again, I also think a lot about the work that the guys put in. Some of the repeaters around here are pretty amazing. I'm not as familiar with Dave, this one that I'm on right now. I know he said that it's got a lot, it's linked up. I'm not exactly sure what it's all linked to, but it sounds like from listening to it, it's got some good reach. I know the Saginaw 2-meter repeater, the .T4, that's got a lot of good receive sites. So you can do a lot with an HD. I don't have to be running a ton of power, which I'm thrilled about. But yeah, I look forward to getting some more stuff up. Ham radio is definitely a never-ending hobby. When I went and first got licensed, my very first time it was a Tech Plus license. I passed the technician's license and I passed the Morse code requirement. That's where I stopped. And then probably a few months after that, I did the general and eventually the extra. And a lot of people are like, you did the extra. And I'm like, yeah, it's not. I don't know all of the things I probably should know to be licensed like that, but honestly, I just didn't want to have to worry as much about where the boundaries were on the HF band to be able to talk to who I wanted to talk to. So it was more out of laziness that I got the extra licensing, because then I could just broadcast in the bands that I was licensed for. Anyways, I'll back to get back to you, and then I'll probably say 72 because my son's just about to the car to pick him up. This is KD8ADS. Back over to you.
It was great speaking with you, and enjoy your time with your son, and I'll just bid you farewell. 73, this is KE8YGV, clear.
It was a pleasure talking to you. KD8ADA, also clear.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees.
November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. NARHK.
W8CMN. Repeater Flint.
KE8ONM.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
This is KF8FQN, listening.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees.
KE8LAX Mobile.
KE8LAX, this is KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. finally got cut loose, so I'm in the car and going home.
Well, good. I must feel good then.
Actually, on second thought, KHWUO or 10NAWRO, KAYNU, or any of you guys out there?
No.
If there was a station in there, your transmission got cut short. Nothing heard. Wyatt, back over to you. I just wanted to ask them, because if they were still out doing business stuff, I was going to actually go join them.
Yeah, Roger. That's totally fine. But I was just up in my room listening to Simplex and just scanning their frequencies until I heard you calling out.
Fair enough. I know you use EchoLink. Do you have anything as far as any RF radios?
I got a Baofeng AR-152. You probably already know that, but like if you're talking about HF radios, I don't have any. It's not like I don't have the right class.
Nope, just plain old RF, UHF, VHF. Join the club. I don't have any HF equipment either. Are you able to get into your local repeater using that radio?
I can. I'll do it right now, but actually that's a good thing. I'll test it out, but my audio might not come in clear.
Fair enough. I was just curious if you had ever tried testing it.
Yeah, Roger. I'm going to do it really quick. This is me transmitting with my radio to the WLAP repeater. That was me transmitting on my actual radio.
Oh, yes. If that was you that had just tried to open it up, it was nothing but static. I don't know what you're probably running factory antenna, and I'm not quite familiar with that radio and how many watts it pushes, but I'm also not sure how far away you are from your local machine.
I think we doubled there, but I heard basically all of your transmission, but, yeah, that was me trying to get in. I have a 3-foot whip on it. It's not the factory, but I'm right by a fish tank, so it's probably why it's, interfering with my signal. But, yeah, that was me.
Sounds good. Well, I'm actually going to, stop off here and, grab a quick bite to eat. So I'll say, 7-3s, but good talking to you, and, I might be on the air here in just a little bit. This is KE8. Oh, yes. I'll be clear on your final white.
Roger, yeah, it was good talking to you again. I enjoyed this contact. And hope to talk to you again. This is KF8, FQN, 73 and clear.
W8BD. I don't have.
Go ahead, Wally. This is KELX. W8VD, KELX. Nothing heard, KELX, sir.
Okay, we'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the help.
B. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
GE3GXK listening.
Pennsylvania and LQS, sir.
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.